Live from Los Angeles, it's the at-home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be
with
swimming when
guest,
we die.
Celebrity fitness coach and best-selling author,
Nancy
Griffin.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars have always
you,
shine.
Yeah. Our host, the MC,
I so love our show. Can I say that? Because I personally get inspired. I get excited. I get to talk to some fascinating people. And I get to learn of their stories. And together on the Life Changes Show, we get to share them. And I was inspired, of course, by our guest and our musical guest. But a conversation with Stacey Griffith earlier today inspired this whole afternoon into the evening of me thinking about one subject, like, wow, mind blown. One of the last things she said when we got off the phone was, coaches are so important. Coaches are not just for sports, they're for everything. And of course, she's a sports and fitness coach, but she's saying it's important for our life. And well, she's more than that, and we're going to find out. And so I've often thought how special teachers were, and being a life coach, of course, how important coaches are. I've often thought of that. And I've often said there should be ways to reward coaches more, et cetera. Well, it wasn't until today that I had this like clash in my mind saying, well, you know, it's not like, you know, we can give an Academy Award or something to a teacher or a coach or a life coach. And then I said, wait a minute. Why not? Why not? I mean, if like we put out and saying all over the world, students that have been inspired by teachers, supported by teachers, or for that matter, parents. We could have one for parents and one for teachers. And we put this on TV where we tell these stories kind of like American Idol or kind of like, you know, So You Think You Can Dance, where they tell the stories of how this teacher inspired this person and that person and that person became this and that person went on to do that. All of a sudden, I started doing research. I'm like, well, is there anything like this? I mean, is there enough like this? Obviously, it's not big enough. It's not big enough on TV yet. But I started reading how teachers influence students in ways that go on to change their lives. Coaches do the same. And I think that's more important than just a person who, you know, I watched in a movie, or maybe watching somebody else do sports and being happy for them. What about for all the people that are inspiring those people and so many of us? So I thank our guest for that and can't wait to dig into more conversation with Stacey Griffith. And a little later on, you'll see what I'm talking about with our musical guest, Elijah Ray, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads, transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
The Life Changes Show. The Life Changes Show. Well, this is the at-home edition. I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host, and with me is producer and co-host Mark Lejeur.
Wow, this is a deeply special episode tonight. Stacy, for those that know her, is so dynamic and has affected so many people so positively. But I've had the benefit of knowing her through so many life changes for me, for her, for those around us. I originally met her when I was married to Bronwyn Jones, and boy, has it been a lifetime since then. And to have watched her bloom and the powerhouse that she is today, no, it's not surprising, but it's so exciting to have her on tonight.
Yes, exciting indeed. And she's going to be one of the first presenters at the Coaches Academy Awards on television. So we've called the show Sexy, Strong, Confident, and Soulful You with our guest, who's a celebrity fitness coach. She's Soul Cycle Senior Master Instructor, CEO of Griff Fit, and best-selling author and podcast host, and so much more. Welcome to the show, Stacey Griffith.
Oh, thank you. The crowd goes wild. Thank you so much. You know, it's funny that you said that about the award for what you do as a life coach. It's just, it's kind of freaking me out a little bit, because after we hung up, I was thinking the exact same thing, and we weren't talking about it. I was just wondering if there was any award given to anyone in my field, like teacher of the year or instructor of the universe. There's nothing. There's like no accolade for what we do. It's just, it's non-existent. And it's really, it's mind-blowing that you actually said that, because I was completely on the same train of thought.
Wow. And wow, I'm blown away right now too. And I was actually thinking of you and what you do, because I was thinking, like, what freaking category would she be in? Because you do, you inspire on so many levels.
I know it's hard. It's hard to compartmentalize, you know, all the different facets to the way that I teach, because I think hi, Mark, I haven't talked to you in a long time. Hi. as Mark said, the journey to like the old Stacy in the 90s to the Stacy in 2020, I have integrated or learned how to integrate all the different things I've done, accomplished, experienced. You know, I was a stand-up comic. I was a DJ. I was an athlete. I was a basketball coach, you know, a personal trainer, and then a group exercise teacher. And I think because I blend all of those things into one person, that's what makes it so, like, magical, I think, at the end of the day when I teach my classes.
That's you being you.
Right. Yeah.
That's you, and even more that you're going to discover and share with us. And but already it's a lot. So, you know, one of the things that really blew me away about your story is let's just start in childhood. You had one of these rare experiences where people were actually helping you be confident by letting you be you, and inspiring you to be you.
Yeah. And we talked about this. When I was younger, my grandparents used to have, you know, a big fireplace with a step on it. So if the fireplace was on, it was still very warm and safe, but they would say, get up on there and make us laugh, you know, because we would always have a lot of people. My grandparents and my parents were very, well, my mom anyway, were very social. And, you know, it was like all of our family all the time, friends, cousins, whatever. And I didn't have a shtick. I didn't have, like, you know, a prepared monologue or anything. It was just really being a product of TV in the 70s and 80s. I could recite every commercial that was on TV. And so that's just what I would do. You know, I would play all the different characters and oftentimes put, like, my grandmother's clothes on or, you know, my grandpa's suits. I don't know. I just, it was one of my favorite thing memories from my childhood was being able to do that and being given the freedom to do that, you know?
Yeah, and this is where it got really interesting for me, because some of us didn't grow up with that kind of confidence, and you did, and yet you had that upbringing, and yet you still had your down times, years, or whatever it is, and your hard stuff, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the thing with being given that divorce chip when you're a kid. My parents divorced when I was 3 years old. And, you know, we were in and out of different schools. I think I went to 7 or 8 different schools by the time I didn't graduate high school. But I was like always having to be this chameleon every year or every other year with new kids. And, you know, I wasn't in a traditional school system where you went in kindergarten, you came out in 7th grade, and then, you know, and you grew up with all the same people. I was like always with new people all of the time. And then I was an only child, and my mom was, you know, a crazy, exciting, dynamic woman who would just bring me around to all of her social gatherings. And I was always the only kid. So, you know, that's kind of, that's like a completely like crazy upbringing to grow up in. You're thrown into having to be an adult when you're like 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And I think that's where a lot of the confidence, you know, came from, was just kind of being thrown into adulthood when I was really little.
So did part of being that chameleon, when you came to Hollywood, did you maybe take on a chameleon aspects of some of the things that were maybe not good around as well?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to, like, look back on that and pick and choose which which parts were good and bad. I mean, obviously, it served me well in my stand-up days and my improv days. I had a lot of really great memories from performing at LA Connection Theater. And Kenan Thompson was actually in my group there. But, you know, because I was so focused on the party aspect and the DJing aspect, I just, maybe that was one of the chameleon things. I shouldn't have tried to go down that bad tunnel. But, you know, looking back on the days, even when I, you know, had all those missteps using drugs all those times, I really don't have a lot of horrible memories from it. I wasn't that kind of person that, you know, I didn't end up in a hospital. I didn't end up in rehab. I just kind of felt like it was in the 90s, the norm. Everyone was doing it. Everyone was functioning in their jobs. I still went to teach my classes. You know, there was that. But the opportunities I missed out on because I didn't feel confident because I was doing drugs, is that's the part that really kind of held me back, because I was, you know, trying to recover from a weekend and then I'd have a Tuesday audition and I'd be like, oh, there's no way. I can't go to that. So, you know, I missed out on so many things. Biggest Loser, like Trainer on the season 1 Biggest Loser. I was like, oh, no way. Can't do that. What else? A lot of, you know, performing in some bands. I wanted to sing, you know, a lot of those things. LMFAO was my neighbor at that time, and he always would invite me to come over to his apartment to, like, you know, just mix, hang out, sing, make music. And I just couldn't do it because I was always recovering. So I guess there were a lot of bad things from it, but, you know, knocking wood, no health issues.
Yeah, well, and I wasn't necessarily, you know, asking you about the bad per se, because obviously you must have used all of this later on to become the next level of yourself. And it's all, I guess, part of the mix, because it's in 2 Turns from Zero, your book,
which is now best-selling, right? It's in, it's all in there, and it's probably in the soul cycle aspects of the coaching that you do. So we're going to get into that when we come back here on the Life Changes Show with Stacey Griffith, and a little later on, live music with Elijah Ray, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
I am Filippo, and we're talking with Stacey Griffith, a celebrity fitness coach and Soul Cycle senior master instructor. We're going to talk about that right now, actually, because we've titled the show Sexy, Strong, Confident, and Soulful You. That doesn't always seem to like, that's not what I would think when I would go into a cycle class, Stacey. So
let's
talk about that.
You mean you would just approach it like it's just another indoor cycling class?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, that's probably like initially how people felt, but I think because we've been doing this for 14 years, kind of similar to maybe how your show is perceived, like, you know what you're going to get when it's titled Life Changes Show. Like, you expect to get some life-changing information. Mm-hmm. Like, Soul Cycle, I think the, you know, I'm a founding instructor. So my employee number is one out of, well, pre-COVID we had almost 3,000 employees. So, wow. You know, I wear that number with a
wow.
badge, but, you know, Soul Cycle, I think Julie and Elizabeth wanted it to be more than just an indoor cycling class. So hence the soul. And I think, you know, pretty much based on, you know, our environment and how you feel when you go in there, I think you kind of know it's not just a workout. You'll see when you come.
I can't wait. So I got to watch videos of you like walking up and down the bikes, and you're saying things again I wouldn't have expected. So where did those come from?
Oh, you know what? Everything's organic. There's nothing canned. There's nothing planned. It is all completely, you know, circumstance based. It's never the same. The playlists are never the same. A lot of times, you know, I get up every morning to make my morning classes at like probably like 5:15 in the morning. And when I make them, I used to make the playlist the night before. But what I was noticing was the day is so important. The morning, the weather, who's coming, you know, what's going on in the news, what's going on in the world. Like, I'm super sensitive to playing music in a certain time. So, you know, it's curated super, super intensely. It's not the music does not end up where it is by accident. So, you know, that being said, a lot of times if I know a person's, you know, grieving or if they are going through something intense, the song itself will kind of trigger a train of thought. And maybe it has to do with that person, or maybe it just has to do with what's, you know, happening in the world. But those messages just come, you know, from, well, first of all, I'm 53, so I have a little bit of like, you know, life experience in my head.
A lot, not from the age, but from everything you've done.
Yeah, it just comes naturally, and you can never rehearse that. And that's something we always try to tell our new instructors is you can't write down mantras and then just go into class and say them, because it doesn't sound right.
So Stacey, that's why you inspired that whole train of thought that I shared in the monologue, is because I was watching you on video and listening to interviews, and then I got to talk with you, and I'm like, wow, she's the whole deal. She's the whole package. And we get inspired by people like that, like you, who have had those ups, those downs. They don't hide them. They're part of who they are, and they bring them forth, and allow people to be themselves.
Right. Well, that's why I wrote the book, because, you know, I was like on a 10-year roll of just nailing life. Like, classes were packed. I went on tour with Oprah, with Angela Davis and SoulCycle. And, you know, I was doing sold out arenas with her where we do 20-minute workout to 17,000 people. I was like on a complete high, and everyone was like, do you ever like trip? Do you ever fall? Mm-hmm. You know, like my sobriety, like everybody was just like constantly putting me on this pedestal. And I was like, you guys, I don't like to talk about the journey every single class I teach. Like, I don't talk about it because I think it's monotonous, and it's, you know, it becomes like rhetoric after a while to hear someone always telling their story, like how great it is that they pulled themselves up from the depths of addiction. You know what I mean? It's just like, wah, wah, wah. So that's why I wrote the book, and that's why I'm writing my second book. But the second book, which is almost done, is about sleep, which I'm writing it with Dr. Michael Bruce, who you guys should have on your show. It's sleep and training and creating chronotypes for fitness, personality and type, and your sleep type. So that will be that. But that's why
I wrote the book. Do you have a title for that yet?
It's called Energized.
Energized.
Mm-hmm.
It's about sleep.
Little Brown Publishing is going to put that one out.
Okay, cool. So explain the title, Two Turns from Zero. I love what you did there.
Yeah, that, I mean, I said that every morning for 20 years, Two Turns from Zero. That was just how much resistance you put on your bike every time you get on it. And if you think about it as a metaphor, like, you're literally two turns from changing your life every day. You can just go, oh, I'm going to go this way and that way and turn it around. And the, you know, HarperCollins loved it. And we went with it, and it was great. It was really fun. It's not easy to write a book.
And so what was the fun part for you, if it's not easy?
But you know what? The fun part was actually the book tour. Going, I went to 12 cities and sold the class with my book, and then I did like a little talk at the end. But just being able to meet all the people, you know, I signed every single book at the end of class and hear their stories. And, you know, it was, I didn't realize that I could go like across the country and people knew who I was. I was kind of, you know, I didn't realize that. So,
you know, I should have expected that answer from you, especially since we talked about it, about what you do to help people get over like public speaking, or and that's not even like your intent. You don't say, okay, who here is afraid of public speaking? Get, you know, so what is it? Yeah. So what is it that inspires you, or how do you inspire people, and how do you get them up in front of everybody on the teacher bike?
You know, that has been like one of the joys of teaching, actually. I have had a grandma up there that's 70 years old. I've had, you know, a kid with, you know, issues at school. And I've had, you know, people who just lost someone go up there. There's been some major breakthroughs in the room. And it sounds weird to say the room now, because we've been in tents since July because of COVID. But You know, that's one of my favorite things to do, is to tap into the scared part of people. You know, a lot of times when you put music on and you get somebody to move, there, it's almost like a, it's like a hidden key, you know, like the music and the timing and the motion and the words. It's like a perfect storm. If it all comes together at the crescendo of a song, like if you have like a great Coldplay song, or, you know, I'm trying to think, Calvin Harris song, like something that really gets people like to cheer. And then right at that moment, I'll be like, all right, come on up here. And then they're like, woo, they just get off their bike and they come up. It's almost, you know, they're just so in the serotonin and the dopamine and the natural high of who they are. And then they just kind of forget that they're scared of people.
Interesting.
Because they're so in their bodies. And that's really what I think is the bottom line of getting somebody to not have a fear of public speaking, or not be afraid to walk into a party if you're late by yourself, you know, is not being in your head, but just being in your body. Because when you're in your body, you basically can do anything.
So since you said that, actually, that sounds like really great advice. So whether one is in a cycle class or a soul cycle class, or whether one is heading into a party or something like that, what can you suggest that they either say to themselves or do to get out of their head and just go in and be them?
Yeah, well, I have this trick, and I always say this to my girlfriend anytime she has to do any. She hates interviews and public speaking too. You start at the top of your head, and you take an imaginary white beam of light from the top of your head, and you trace like the outline of your whole body, your hair, your ear, your neck, your shoulder, your arm, around each finger. You know, it takes like a minute. It's like 60 seconds, and you trace your whole body, and then you protect yourself with that white light, and then you take a huge deep breath, just one, not three, just one big deep breath, and a slow exhale. And then you go in the door, and it's so weird. It really works. It's like the most bizarre thing, because you feel like you're completely, it's like, you know, it might be a little Star Wars-y. I don't know. It's very Jedi.
The Force is with you.
Yeah. You know, it's look, there's the space between you and I and what we can't see. But if you move your hand fast, like if you move your hand fast, you can feel the air. Mm-hmm. And there's so much to be said about what's in that space. Yeah, and we're all such positive and negative energy. And if you just exude positivity, people really feel it. Well, I guess it's magnetism, right? But it starts with you.
And great way to end this piece of the segment, although I don't want it to end. I'm enjoying this so much. The book is Two Turns from Zero, and actually that's a website where you could go to not only get the book, but find out more about Stacey Griffith. It's Two Turns from Zero, and that's all spelled out. Or you can go to Stacey, and that's with an E, Stacey, G for Griffith, and then NYC, because she's in New York. And Stacey, I learned today that you go to bed at 8 o'clock because you are up early, early, early. And right now it's 10:30 in New York. I am so sorry and grateful at the same time.
Well, it's my pleasure to talk to you guys.
It's so great having you on. So Stacey Griffith will be back with us in our next segment for just a few minutes before we let her go to sleep, hopefully. And then a little later on, we're going to have Elijah Ray with live music. And in our next segment, we also have our Ask Dorothy question, all on the Life Changes Show at Home edition, when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, and this is the Sexy, Strong, Confident, and Soulful You episode of The Life Changes Show at Home Edition with our guest, Stacey Griffith. Stacey, you know, one of the things, again, I would have expected, just having gotten to know you from the short conversation we had and what I've seen on video. There's all kinds of video of Stacey, by the way, you can check out.
Where?
Right?
Where is it?
It's all. Oh, I found you. We posted two of them. One of them was from your website. We posted two of them on a page that we created for you, and then all over YouTube. And it's good stuff. It's good stuff. You know, you've worked with, you've been featured on so many, you know, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Vogue, People Magazine, Town and Country, Vanity Fair. I mean, really. Women's Health. I mean, all the big, and then worked with and have fans like Madonna and Brooke Shields and Kelly Ripa, Matt Dillon, and on and on, and Nicole Kim and Jodie Foster. I could go on. And you say that the highlights of your work is when you help inspire somebody, or you get a grandma up in the teacher cycle, and that kind of thing.
That's exactly right. You know, you're saying all that, and I want people to know that that is almost a 30-year career. So, you know, that took a long, 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 long time to have all those accolades and get in all those magazines and train all those amazing artists and celebrities and musicians. You know, they all came at different times in my career. They didn't come all at once. And that, you know, when you're a young instructor and you want to be, you know, like myself in your career, you get frustrated because it's hard. That was not an easy 3 decades, you know, but right. I never stopped teaching, and I never stopped loving it. So that's how you get into all those magazines, and that's how you get all of those people. My dad used to say, you can't hit a moving target. So it's best that you find your career, and you just, if you don't really, really love it, every single day you get up, you gotta find something new. Because I love it so much. That's why I can, like, everyone knows where to find me. Everybody knows what I do. Everybody knows where I work. I've been there for 14 years. Like, it's so cool that I can run into people that I haven't seen in 10, 12 years. And like, I cannot believe you are still doing this with the same energy you had in 1999. But now, as I sit here in my ice packs with my double Achilles tears, and I've been off work for 10 days because I can't jump.
Oh.
You know, the girl is getting old, but, you know, hopefully I have another 2 decades in this body, you know, that I can continue to inspire and motivate people.
Well, you know, speaking of inspiring and motivating, it just dawned on me that you not only have inspired and motivated the people taking the classes and the ones that are, you know, watching you, et cetera, but you've inspired teachers to help them inspire their students.
Yeah, I hope so. I really hope so. I love mentoring new teachers. We have a really, again, this is pre-COVID, we had a really extensive in-house, you know, teacher training program that is led by like 4 or 5 of our top instructors. And I did it for a while, and I couldn't teach 20 classes a week and do 20 hours of training. Like, I was literally a zombie. So as we get out of this pandemic, I think I would really like to go back to mentoring a lot more teachers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to pay it forward, right?
Well, obviously you have, and I'm glad that you still have lots to give in many different ways. I'm looking here at my notes, and I've got coach highlighted, and motivator, and health and wellness expert, and brand ambassador, and of course author. And I didn't know about the comedy and all of that, and you know, it just kind of makes sense that person that had all that becomes this. And kudos to you, but also inspiring. And maybe people need to know that, like you said, it doesn't happen overnight, and all those, there were ups and downs and all that.
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, especially the acting thing, you know, I tried to be an actress for 10 years and I did some fun things. I was in a couple of movies and, you know, had a TV show on the Travel Channel. And, you know, I'm not an actress. Like, I want to play myself. I don't want to be somebody else. I don't want to try to, you know, I would go read for these things and they'd be like, give us a little more, you know, sensuality. I'm like, look, I'm a tomboy. There's no way I'm going to put a dress on and like give you sensuality. Okay. I'm rough and tumble and I'm not wearing the pumps. So if that means I'm not going to get the thing, I'm not going to get the thing. Like, I didn't want to conform. I wasn't that just how I was, you know, even as a small kid. I just can't be an actress. I have to just be myself. So I think I made the right choice because I've changed, you know, tens of thousands of lives. And that to me is far more important than winning an Oscar, which, you know, you and I are going to change the award game.
Yes.
Because isn't it funny and weird how people are getting awards for being something they're not?
but
I just think there's a deeper level. Maybe this administration will, you know, give us more opportunities to present things to the world that are a little bit more meaningful.
Let us go deeper indeed. In the meantime, we're making two turns from zero. And we're soul cycling through life, and there's so much that we could talk about. As we go, we just have a couple minutes. Do you still have the Way NYC?
The Way, yeah. The Way is we had a podcast, and then COVID hit, and my podcast partner Sarah Raggi and I live. She lived in New Jersey. I live in New York, and it just, you know, it was so complicated. We just couldn't figure out how to make it work. And, you know, she's got an amazing nutrition business. And we had The Way 6, which was a 6-week program that we would put people on. But it was kind of insensitive. Our program was really intense and a little bit expensive. And because COVID had so many different effects on people, we just kind of felt like we need to put it to rest. But I think, you know, as we get back, everything will come back. I'm not rushing it. She's pregnant. She's going to have another baby now. So we'll get The Way back soon.
Well, all in the right time. And boy, this was not only a right time, this felt like such a good time. And thank you so much, Stacey, for showing up and staying up.
Not going to lie, I took several naps to stay up for you today.
Wow. Well, we're honored, and this has been a complete pleasure, and look forward to the next time we can connect. I just can't wait. In the meantime, twoturnsfromzero.com and Two Turns From Zero is the book, and Stacey with an E, Stacey, G for Griffith, NYC.com. All the best to you, Stacey.
Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Ciao. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy,
This is Leanne from Los Angeles, and I have worked as a healer for 10 years now. I have had some amazing results and helped co-create miracles of healing. However, recently, many of my clients are dying instead of getting well. How can I change this for them?
Dear Leanne, let's remember that all healing is self-healing. The client has to be willing to change and allow themselves to make a choice to be well. As healers, we can only assist someone in understanding that they are the power in their world and that dis-ease is a wake-up call for us to pay attention to what is going on in our spiritual, mental, and emotional bodies. Let's remember that healing and being healthy is so much more than a disappearance of a physical malady. This is why I ask my clients to complete a questionnaire that shows me what is going on emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, so that together we can address the true causes of their dis-ease. I believe our Mother, Father, God has given us the gift of free will, and that no matter what I believe is in the highest and best good for those I work with, what truly matters is what they desire. What is more important than my desires is their free will. As a healer, I'm always doing my absolute best to have no attachment to a specific outcome and to totally honor the person's choices. Years ago, while driving a beloved friend to the hospital, I had a feeling that he was going to die and wouldn't return home. When he first became ill, I had to ask him this question. If you knew what the emotional and mental and spiritual causes of your dis-ease are, what would they be? He answered me firmly and quickly. I have been sober 25 years and I have not addressed the core issues that led me to addiction. And when I asked him if he was ready to do so now, he said, I can't, and please don't ask me to. It wasn't easy, but I loved him enough to honor his choices, and he passed away quickly. The following is a meaningful message from Nannies Ellis. You can find her at www.nannice.com. When we become attached to someone or something, the details and conditions often become the center of our focus, and we try to control them. As soon as we attempt to control anything or anyone, we lose sight of the communion that already exists between us. Without this insight, we ourselves become lost in the details and conditions, and may even forget what it was that we desired in the first place. Lucky for us, control and attachment become increasingly painful until we have no choice but to let go. In this letting go, a miraculous thing occurs. As we free our possessions, be that a person or a thing, we free ourselves, and as a result, we come back into harmonious communion with everyone and everything. Thanks, Leanne, for this important question.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Elijah Ray, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. And as you know, we titled this episode Sexy, Strong, Confident, and Soulful You, because that not only applied to our guest, but our musical guest, who is an international recording artist, a vocalist, a composer, a poet, and a multi-instrumentalist with a professional music career spanning more than 18 years. Please welcome to the show, and thank you, Elijah Ray.
All right. Aloha, brother. Thank you so much for having me.
Aloha, indeed. And we should say that you are on the beautiful island of Kauai.
This is true. I'm one of the lucky ones, or I don't know if it's luck or what it is, but I'm grateful to be here. I've called Kauai and in general the Hawaiian Islands home for over 16 years now, so... Wow. It's definitely a blessing to be out here broadcasting live to all of you.
Well, it's been home, and it's also been home base, because for much of that, you've been traveling the globe, bringing your music and your charisma and spiritual energy.
You know, I'm doing my best. I have to say thank you for that. I've been traveling really off and on since I left home at 18. And have come to know this whole planet as my home. And so I feel home in many places, and I'm grateful the music has been able to carry me, and so many communities have embraced me along the way. You know, I just do my best to shine and share and bring people together. And, you know, it's amazing how the spirit of music tends to do that, right? It's like music can bring us together like almost nothing else can.
Well, especially your music, because it obviously comes from a place that's very special. It's probably not possible to put a finger on it, but what do we call that? How do you describe it?
Right. That's the question. You know, through my whole life, Filippo, people ask that same question. And after 20 years now, almost in this game, it doesn't get any easier to answer. It's like, what kind of music do you play? It should be a very simple question to answer, but it eludes me. I sometimes just say, you know, it's the kind of music that makes you feel good. It's heart and soul music. It's our music. You know, this, what I'm committed to sharing are songs from the heart and soul that that are a reflection of the times, you know. And sometimes I think I've been almost like in a different timeline than whatever we're in right now. And I'm singing songs and messages that I need to hear, and maybe some other certain people need to hear, but they don't actually make sense till maybe 10, 20 years later. So I can't say that it's for the times that we're in, but I can definitely say it's a little bit like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, you know, how they like wrote some songs that ended up being in the future, like woven into society. I've always felt like Band of Light is kind of like that, because we're more of a collective of artists and heartists that are coming from a similar place vibrationally. And that's, you know, that's really what I'm singing to is what are we building? What are we moving towards? And what's going to bring us all together?
Well, most excellent then. So you said Band of Light, and of course that is part of who you are as a instrumentalist and performer and all that. But sometimes don't you refer to the community of people that gather around your music, or that you bring your music to as Band of Light too?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's I mean, how it is ever since the very first Band of Light experience, which must have been, I think that was 2004, and San Francisco Bay Area, just to give a context geographically. You know, we put the first incarnation of the Band of Light came together, and it was just a bunch, you know, just like a renegade crew of epic musicians. We all would switch off instruments and just kind of rotate throughout the show. And I'd always bring a big box of percussion instruments to every performance that we did back then. We were playing like every first Friday in outside of San Francisco. And halfway through the show, Filippo, I'd pass out the percussion instruments to the audience, right? So everybody would get a shaker in their hand or a cowbell or something. And then, you know, we get them singing. And so by the end of the night, it was pretty clear to everyone that they are also in the Band of Light. So over the years, if you can imagine, 16 years later, 17, 18 years later now, this experience of everyone who's been to a Band of Light experience knows, if you ask them, like, yo, are you in the band? Like, yeah, I'm in the band. Aren't you? And so it's actually, it's more of a connection, right? It's a connection to this creative energy and creative spirit rather than being about me or the band members and our egos up on the stage. It's really about how can we kind of tear down that invisible wall between performer and audience and have an experience together. That's really the OG prayer of the Band of Light.
Well, and actually, when you perform, a lot of your improvisation is or a lot of your music is impromptu. It's energy you feed from the audience and back and forth, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, to me, that's like, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of different styles, but I really came into myself as a musician, I think, in my teens, listening and studying jazz very deeply, you know, as an art form, because it really... it keeps you on the edge of your seat. Like you know, you're having conversations through the music rather than playing the practiced, perfected song the same way each time, like on the record, which is super cool too. However, I noticed that for me as a musician, I was much more interested in what's alive in this moment. How can I learn something new every time I come to my instrument or to the microphone, rather than falling back on what's comfortable? How can I stay on the edge of my seat, almost a little bit in that discomfort of improvisation, of connection, of presence, right? Even in this conversation, we're jamming right now, you know? So it's like, about this energy. It's about bringing this energy of a connection, of a conversation to the music, to the moment.
Indeed, indeed. Well, actually, I know you're prepared to do two pieces for us. One of them is going to be an improv, but which are you going to do first?
You know, I think I'll just let it flow with this song. I got my guitar right here. I'm going to share a song called Gratitude.
Ah, nice. Okay, we're here. Here's Elijah Ray performing Gratitude live online from Kauai on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Yes, that's how it is. And I just want to say, you know, Grandma always said, gratitude is the best attitude, right? So no matter if life gives us a gift, we say thank you. Or if life kicks us in the shins, we still say thank you, because that energy keeps us in the pocket. And that's what this song is dedicated to. I'm grateful, I'm thankful for you are here in my life. I adore you, my only possessions are the pearls that you gave me. I'm grateful, because to walk the path of light, it wasn't easy, but now I see it so clearly. You came into my life, and now I know that you've always been there. Now I just want to say, just want to say that I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I just want to say,
Just want to say that I love you, baby. Yes, I just want to say I'm grateful. I'm growing, yes, I'm flowing like a river, and I'm not going to stop. I'm a giver, receiving, got my lessons, and I'm counting my blessings. I'm grateful, because to walk the path of light, it wasn't easy, because now I see it so clearly. Life, and now I know that you've always been there. I'm grateful, cause I walk about the line, it's getting easy, cause now I see it so clearly. Yeah, you came into my life, and now I know that you've always been there. Now I just want to say, just want to say that I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I just want to say, just want to say that I love you, babe. Yes, you know I do. Yes, I just want to say, just want to say that I love you, baby, baby, baby. Ooh, yes, I just want to say I'm grateful.
Elijah Ray, wow, thank you so much. That's awesome. So ElijahRayMusic.com is where you can find out so much more about him. And of course, you can follow him on Instagram also at Elijah Ray Music. And for those of you who might not know, Elijah is E-L-I-J-A-H, Ray, R-A-Y, Music. Elijah, you're doing, speaking of, is it on Instagram or YouTube? You're doing something very cool, like twice a month or something, right?
That's right. The Love Stream. Yeah. We've been pulsing out the Love Stream in the Band of Light since, gosh, 2012, I want to say 2011. And we kind of kicked it into high gear, for 2020. And this happens through the website. So you can actually go to ElijahRayMusic.com, sign up for the mailing list, and you'll get the good word when it goes down live. And we always have a group of Band of Light peeps from around the world tuning in, new moon and full moon every month, twice a month. And that's been so much fun. I've been also, of course, restreaming it on Facebook and other sites as well. So you can kind of catch the restream of it. But if you want to be in the chat, in the space, definitely go sign up for the mailing list so we can get you in there.
And you know, some of us have lost the tradition. Some cultures have lost the traditions of actually doing things on the new moon and full moon. So I love the fact that you're doing the Love Stream. And do you tap into like the energies of one and the other, new and full?
Absolutely, yeah, Filippo. You know, the ancestors definitely knew what was up in this regard to honor these times and these cycles like a clock. You know, there's a certain time to plant things, a certain time to expand and to build, and certain time to rest and replenish. And so I definitely do my best to move with those times and create sonic environments and spaces for us to explore on either side of that spectrum. So it tends to be that during the new moon, on the Love Stream, we tend to go into like an inner space, more of like a meditative journey, right? Like where it's really just, I'm creating a soundtrack for everybody to go deep to it within themselves. And then full moon times tend to be a little bit more celebratory, funky, outward, you know, get into the groove. But it is whatever it is for that moment, you know, is all I can say. But definitely we honor these cycles. And I'm grateful you spoke to that, because I feel like as a people, as a culture, as a human beings, as individuals, it would behoove us to pay attention to those cycles, especially at times of great change and chaos, like the one we're currently in. Just getting back to something so simple as honoring, just sending out a little gratitude prayer. For those of you who are like, yo, I don't know about that woo-woo moon stuff, just even something as simple as, hey, write down your intentions on the new moon. And on the full moon, plants, you know, move it forward in some way. Reach out, get more active around that time, and just kind of see what happens when you tune into the cycle. It's going to definitely benefit your creation.
Nice. Well, I'm hoping to manifest another song from Elijah Ray.
We can do that. We can do that.
What do we get to hear now?
Well, you know, I did tell you, you know, when we talked yesterday, it was great to connect, and I share with you a little bit of laughter behind the scenes that I'll let you all in on for the listeners out there, that, you know, in the Band of Light, the songs tend to be like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, sometimes 20 minute jams. So to be asked to do like a 3 minute song, it just makes me smile, because it's been a long time. So actually, I just want to continue with the vibe of where we were just at. And just if we just kicked it into opening up the space for a little bit of flow and improv, let's just see what happens for a few minutes.
Well,
yeah?
Elijah, we have gotten permission by BBS Radio, who said he is great. And so I asked if we can continue this. So we are off. We're going to be off the air just shortly, but you can go, he's just responded. BBS responded. He can go as long as he wants. So we're going to keep recording, and this is going to be all in the archive in about a week or so for everybody. So
nice.
So,
one.
And I have to say also, we have posted Elijah Ray's Find Me official video on our website. You could also find it on his site and on YouTube. And then we've also got Elijah Ray live from the Mothership. And I was listening to that while working today. So thank you for that. You all can enjoy it. It's on our website. And you can get it on YouTube at his YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you for that. And I just want to say so much love and blessings to everybody out there who's listening. If you can hear my voice, I just invite you to breathe into your heart, center yourself, give thanks for something today. You know, like in this crazy time, to find something we're grateful for is a gift, and we can definitely build on that energy here. So let's just see what happens.
That's right, we in the Band of Light, we're still grateful all night long. That's right. Thank you.
I hope you don't mind if I just flow just a little bit more here. Gotta let it flow, and then once you share it, it kind of becomes like this free energy device, right? Because it's like when you say thank you to somebody, what else is there to do but say thank you? And it just kind of builds and it grows and expands, and that's how we expand the band. Send so much love out there to everybody. I'm gonna wrap this up. Thank you to Filippo for having me on the show, to the Life Changes family, and to all humans who are just doing our best to move through these times.
Try to stay out of your mind, words of the wise. If you realize there's something more than what's between your eyes,
Wow, Elijah Ray. Wow, that's awesome. You first of all, ElijahRayMusic.com, on Instagram, Elijah Ray Music. But I could also mention Facebook is Band of Light, right? And he's on YouTube, Spotify. I mean, you'll find him all over. Elijah, first of all, thank you. Thank you for going into all that.
An honor, an effortless pleasure, as we say. Thank you.
Well, and you went to a special place, and I'm sure we all felt it. And I have to say, I thought of some words that you said during our conversation, and I just wanted to give you a minute to say something about it, because I think it's really important. So much of what you said is important in the music before and after. But you said it's game time, and I felt like you're bringing the game, like you're bringing your game, and it's time for more of us to bring our game.
That's it. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up, Filippo, because it really is. It's almost like preseason is over, right? Like we've all had our time to kind of hone in on our craft and get our message clear and figure out what do we stand for, what are we not standing for, what are we saying yes to, and what do we believe in. And in a way, it's just time for us all to show up. And I think of it oftentimes like a symphony, that if we all represent instruments, individuals in the symphony, the great maker of music is kind of like trying to bring us all into tune and into attention so we can make the great music together. But in order to do that, we each need to be singing our note loud and proud, right? Mm-hmm. And I notice, I don't know about you, but I notice a lot of people in my community and circles and just individuals I'm aware of, There's a hesitancy sometimes to really sing our note, because we're afraid of, well, I don't want to offend anybody, or maybe anything you put on the internet right now is going to get torn apart, you know, if you have any kind of opinion. And yet this is the time. This is game time. It's time to really stand and sing. And if you're coming from your heart, if you're connected to your innocence, if you're grounded and rooted in the purity of your soul's mission, there's nothing that can stop us, right? It's just our own mind. It's our own egos. It's our own belief systems. If you, excuse me, that was my guitar slipping. it's our own belief systems slipping, just like my guitar there, that tried to slip up the heart, right? It's like my one of my great teachers told me, don't let your mind trip up your heart when it's running a marathon toward your dreams. So what does that mean? It's like if we were to get out of our own way and show up and see this as truly, like you said, it's game time, which means let's bring our game. Let's bring our heart. Yeah. Let's bring our fullness to the moment. And and that's what it is. I feel if we all did that, we would likely have all the solutions that we're looking for. We'd have everything we need. We could compare notes with the tribe and be like, hey, what are you working on? How can I help your dreams come true over there? What do you guys need? And we'd fill in the gaps, you know? And
nice.
And so that's what it is, yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you for sharing that and for bringing your game to the show and to our audience and to audiences that are able to see you and hear you right now online. And I can't wait for you, since I know you're all about community, to be able to be performing live with audiences live, feeling the vibe in the room. But thank you for doing what you're doing. Every couple weeks, the Love Stream. Go to ElijahRayMusic.com and tune in to that. And then, of course, follow Elijah Ray on Instagram at ElijahRayMusic. Elijah, can't thank you enough. What a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Filippo. Much love, brother, and much love to everybody out there. Keep shining.
And aloha to you. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.